dried cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday. It's finally Friday morning. Still to come on the program for the Bureau of Pardons and Paroles, our friend Cam Ward, former state senator, and then State Senator Chris Elliott, our returning champion. If you want to get in, 251-343-0106 is the text line. Keep them coming, and I'll try to make time to get those. Probably be a little bit sometime in the next hour. Joining us now here in the Fairhope Bureau of FM Talk 106.5, Baldwin County Commissioner Matt McKenzie is with us. Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for coming by. I always like it when I get guests in person. What have you guys been up to? Now, I don't spend a lot of time talking about Baldwin County. I should, because I live here. But I would have to think, just kind of with the environment we live in and growth and just dealing with all that, you guys have been pretty busy lately.
Oh, yes, sir. What we did last... And this is something I want to, you know, the citizens to know out here in Baldwin County is what we're doing. Last county commission meeting, we approved to go ahead and start the right-of-way acquisitions for the Baldwin Beach Express 2, and that's, you know, I-10 to Styx River. It's a short distance, but we got to do it in phases. It's a multi-million dollar, I mean, it's $250 to $300 million project, and that's something that the Baldwin County can't do by itself. And hopefully in the future, you know, we can... Get up with the state government.
Is it going to be a toll, or is it going to, you're just going to do it?
No, we don't know right now. It's going to be a toll. This is something, what we're doing with the $4 million that we approved last Tuesday was to go ahead and start with the right-of-way acquisition from I-10 to Styx River. And that's a two-mile stretch. It's a 25-mile total stretch. And that's it's going to be a very expensive project, and I'm hoping that the state in the future with the, you know, that will help us. I know Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth is a big fan of it, so I'm hoping if he decides to run and if he gets the governorship, I hope he will help us out with it.
I mean, as somebody who makes that drive a lot through North, I mean, get off right there, Bay Minette, and I don't never go the Stockton way. I always go through Bay Minette and down. I mean, that's something you need. You just see the beach traffic and coming back. I think that as a corridor is probably one of the biggest things Baldwin County needs right now.
Oh, you're right, Jeff. You know, being a retired state trooper and during hurricane evacuations, yes, people go towards Florida, but usually the hurricane goes that way too. So I think the most important thing is to get people north and away from the hurricane. So that is something that since I've been on the commission and the commission has been working on to try to get this done. I don't, you know, 2 miles is only a small stretch of right-of-way acquisition, but it's a good thing to go ahead and get it started now, the way prices of land is going up.
How many phases? I mean, at 2 miles at a time, I mean, what are you looking at? You think?
Well, Jeff, I really don't know. This is just a first phase, and it's only 2 miles. It's going to take time because this is a big, major project. And, you know, with us, the county commission giving the Baldwin Beach Express to ALDOT, turning it over to them, this is something that I hope in the future, like I said earlier, that ALDOT will partner and work with us and get this accomplished. I don't know when it's going to happen. I couldn't even give you a date.
Well, I mean, you got a potential governor, Will Ainsworth, and a new highway director or new transportation director. These are the kind of things I think where the state's resources would be best applied, right?
Oh, I feel the same way, Jeff. And, you know, with Ainsworth and Senator Elliott here, he's a big fan of it. And we, you know, being a former county commissioner, he knows what we need to do. And so I hope we can get this done.
Yeah. Well, so you started acquiring right away, and that's, that, I mean, it'll be expensive. I guess it could be a lot worse. That seems to be a pretty undeveloped part of the county, right? As far as Baldwin County goes, you know,
that's right.
The way things are. But yes, Baldwin County, I mean, everything from Little River to the Floribama, that's a big county.
Yes, sir. And it's just going to take time. And we wanted to jump on this pretty quick because we know that land prices are going up. Developers are moving here, coming here, and the land is getting developed with subdivisions. And then, so it was the best thing for us to do as a county commission.
You mentioned that. Let's go through kind of a list here, but I do like other infrastructure projects on the horizon, Commissioner.
Yeah, we're working on County Road 64, and that's, you know, in the Eastern Shore kind of area, Daphne, Bell Forest area. We're working on that. We've gotten some federal funds to widen County Road 64 from 181 all the way east past the Bell Forest School to Fish River, that little Fish River Creek.
Yeah.
So that's a project that's in the making. The right-of-way clearing and all that will take place around spring of this year. We, of course, relocation of utilities will take time. That'll probably start in the summer. But it's something that's needed because you've probably seen it from 181 east almost to Bell Forest. Traffic is almost backed up, even all the way to Rigsby Road. And it needs to be done. This is a headache for the citizens here in Baldwin County.
I'll say like most of my dealings, I used to live for about a year, lived in Daphne on 64. And it was all, everything was west of 181, especially around that circle at 13, which is jam up. But I guess you had a new school out that way. You get past 181, and things seem to be heading toward further to the east.
Towards Loxley, and it is. There's a lot of businesses going up. And
I mean, next thing you know, you're in Loxley. It's funny how much that's grown, even since I've been a kid.
Oh, yes, sir. That's right. And there's some other projects that we're working on in the same area, just north of 64. There's a Pleasant Road extension. We want to do that, tie that into Rigsby Road. That would help Pleasant Road, and with that elementary school is right there in Daphne, that would help out the traffic. That's a long process, and we are receiving some federal funds to help us with that. You know, and I just want people in Baldwin County to know that these projects are not cheap. It's everything's very expensive, and everybody wants to know why aren't you doing this and doing that. Well, it takes time, but we are being very conservative with taxpayers' money and make sure we're doing everything right.
But you are building up a tax base, and you know, more people moving in. You know that. I mean, but it just—it's like an accordion, sort of, right? The things are going and going and going, and it takes time to kind of catch up, right?
It does. And I want the citizens of Baldwin County to go on our website and look at baldwincountyal.gov and look at we got a video just put up, I think it's just put up, of what we accomplished last year and all the things that's happening in Baldwin County. So it's a good thing. And I want to mention this, Jeff, if you still got time, County Road 65 corridor. This is something that Commissioner Billy Joe Underwood is passionate about, and the commission's passionate about, and our county engineer. It's going to happen from Robertsdale all the way to Bon Secure, and it's going to go all the way through. Right now it doesn't, but we are acquiring some right-of-way acquisitions and property where we can put a County Road 65 all the way through. And that would take the locals off of 59 and let the tourists stay on 59. And that way they can get off of 59 with the traffic. And that's something that's going on. And hopefully we can start construction around County Road 28 and County Road 32, I think, in around 2026. It just takes time to get everything done.
Joined by Baldwin County Commissioner Matt McKenzie, joining us here at the Fairhope Bureau. Besides roads and infrastructure, public safety, things like that, you as a former state trooper, I guess, are aware of keeping Baldwin County sort of out of the crime zone. There's some challenges there.
It is.
With the new people coming in and it's so transient, it seems.
Oh, yes, sir. And, you know, with everybody that's moving here and with the crime rate that's increasing in Mobile, I have a feeling, you know, there'll be some people from Mobile that wants to move over here to get away from it. But I just hope they, you know, it's going to happen. I just don't know when. I just don't want to see the crime increase here. We got a great sheriff's office, and the deputies are doing an outstanding job here. You know, being a trooper for 25 years, I've seen what they went through and what they do every day. And they do a great job. The county commission funds the sheriff's office. It's around $48 to $50 million budget. And next year it'll probably go up. And there's some things that I would like to see, you know, in the near future with the sheriff's office and the local municipalities. I'm hoping they can come up with, when I was a state trooper, there was a federal law, it's called the 287G program, that where you're able to be certified in immigration. With Trump in office now, President Trump, he's big on immigration, so I'm hoping that we can do that for local, you know, local law enforcement in the near future.
Well, the immigration problem, I mean, Baldwin County's not immune to it at all. Summerdale, you hear, especially in the schools there, it's not just in the schools, but I got to think that, you know, legal or illegal immigration and sort of the difference in cultures, but the burden on infrastructure, healthcare, just needing someone who speaks a second language in a lot of these public institutions, things like that, it falls on the county government.
Yeah, I give you an example. My wife teaches. She teaches sixth grade, and she has some Hispanics in her classroom, and it's a challenge for her, and because they don't speak English, and she has to get one of the other children that speak English to translate. So it is an issue for the school system here in Baldwin County.
Yeah, and we've done an 18-19 news, a little reporting on that, and it's. I don't think many people are aware of it. It was kind of people kind of surprised by it, but it's a real phenomenon, and maybe it changes under Trump, maybe it doesn't. But you got to just prepare for the worst.
I feel the same way. I think we're going to have to. I've seen that there's already been some decrease, or not a decrease, I should say, is some of the Hispanics are leaving. You know, already. Not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. I just want them to come here in Baldwin County the right way, you know, have the paperwork they're supposed to have.
Let's talk about that. Jobs and economy, and the jobs thing seems to drive a lot of our politics these days. Novellis and some other things kind of that are non-service tourist related things in the Baldwin County economy. But talk about that. Construction obviously is going to always be a big component of it. What is the? I mean, you look at it, you can always rely on that part of the county being kind of tourist oriented. But I got to think that other parts of the county, you're kind of looking to see what other options are out there.
Yeah, the only thing that I can see that, you know, what you were talking about, maybe it's going to hurt some of the, you know, contractors or the, you know, if the Hispanics decide, or the ones that's here illegally don't want to work, or they're scared they're going to get picked up. They might have already left. But, you know, the contractors, we just want to make sure it's done right, you know, and I understand that. But if they're here, I want them to be paid the right way too. Don't pay an illegal $6 an hour when you're paying somebody else $17 or $18 an hour. That's not fair to them. You know, even though they're here illegally, that's not fair to them.
Because that $6 an hour, even if that illegal employment's going on, it drives all the wages down, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're not going to, if you could get this job for $6 an hour, you're not going to pay another, there's no incentive to make that supply and demand curve favor the wage earner, you know? So it's artificially depressing wages.
Yes, sir.
It's a problem, yeah. You know?
And I have a feeling the contractors and the builders are going to lose people, but they're just going to have to find other ways to try to get things, you know, get the building back on track like it needs to be here in Baldwin County.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, everywhere it looks like a construction site around the county, and, you wonder what happens then, but, you know, maybe we should value labor a little bit better. But other things in the state, Commissioner, we got a 56% labor participation rate. I don't know what it is here locally in the county. I think it's probably a little higher. It's just there's better jobs and better opportunities. But it's just a matter of getting people who are available to work.
Oh, yes, sir. And I really can't go into a lot of detail with that because I haven't looked into that, you know, here. You know, the main thing the commission is looking at is infrastructure and different things in here just going on that everybody is moving here in Baldwin County. So I haven't really looked into that, you know.
Yeah, these are typically, problems the state looks at. You follow the legislature? You got any feelings?
I follow it a little bit because some of it affects the county commission. When I say that, it affects our county roads. There's some bills that I've seen that the I don't know if it's going to go through. It's called the I think the Forestry Commission is pushing it to allow more weight on log trucks. I'm against that as a retired state trooper. The 80,000 pounds and with a 10% variance already is enough. We don't need to add more to it. When I was an inspector with the commercial CEV, commercial vehicle enforcement, I used to see a pole truck up in Clark County, a pole trailer, and it was not welded to the frame. It had chains bolted to it. And so if something, I mean, you just can't add another 10 to 15, 20,000 pounds to these log trucks on our county roads. And you've seen it. You've seen the indentions in the roads.
You drive all over the Black Belt where they really do a lot more forestry, and it's ruined some state highways.
Yes.
You know, I'm just, we tend to favor big business, and I think forestry is one of these kind of sacred cows that gets their way, but. And I know they pay a higher fuel tax for diesel and whatnot, but you could just tell that it's done some damage to the roads around the state.
Well, and you know that, Jeff. If it damages our roads, what are we going to get? More money from the taxpayers.
Well, the county's got to foot the bill for the county roads. And most of these, it's not like you have a state highway to where the logging trucks are necessarily pulling the logs out of the woods. But it's the county roads that are going to take the brunt of it.
And Baldwin County does have a lot of timber, and it's mainly on the north end. But they will damage our county roads that we take pride in. You know, these rural counties, you know, they're hurting, and they don't need it in more weight. So we're blessed to be here in Baldwin County with the revenue that comes in, and our county engineer here in Baldwin County takes care of our roads, and we paved, I think last year we paved around 46 miles of roads, you know, and that's a good thing.
Well, let's get a break here. Baldwin County Commissioner Matt McKenzie sitting in with us. We'll pick it up on the other side. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing, and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show. FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this Friday. It's finally Friday. Cam Ward coming up in the next segment, and then later in that hour, State Senator Chris Elliott. Just for a few more minutes, of Baldwin County Commissioner Matt McKenzie still sitting in with us. One of the things you're talking about over the break, Commissioner, was we're talking about sort of some of the things the county's doing with parks and recreation. I'll elaborate on that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, Jeff. When I first got on the commission, you know, the staff and our county engineer, Frank Lundy and all them asked, you know, what is your passion? What do you want to do? And I said, well, I really like our parks here in Baldwin County. You know, because when people come here, they want to go to the beach, they want to take their family, and they have a boat. And, you know, so that was one thing that I wanted to see happen to our parks here in Baldwin County. There's one in my district down there on Mullet Point on County Road 1, and we set $300,000 aside, budgeted it, and we're going to, you know, give it a facelift. County Engineer Frank Lundy's working on it, and we're going to, you know, just work on our parks. And I'm really proud of our parks here in Baldwin County.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, one of these essential functions of county government, but to deal with Baldwin County, like compared to, like, I don't know, name your random Alabama county, there's a lot of opportunities for these sort of green spaces or places, you know, that you can make into public use facilities.
Yeah, oh yeah, and there's another one, Jeff, that I wanted to mention to the citizens of Baldwin County that's going to be completed pretty soon is County Road 6 down there, kind of north of Gulf Shores on the Bonsecure River. It's going to be completed pretty soon. Excuse me, and it's going to be very nice.
We're talking about places really changed right around in there over the last, you know, just few years, right?
No. Oh yes, sir, it has. Well, with everybody that's moving here. I mean,
these transplants coming down here. Oh my gosh.
That's right. Hey, you can't help it. We can't stop it. We don't want to stop it. We just want to do it right.
Well, yeah, back in the Alabama game, it was like, well, can live anywhere in Alabama. I was in Huntsville. I was like, I don't really want to be here. Everybody talks about how awesome Huntsville is. No. You want to live in Baltimore. If you could pick anywhere in Alabama to live, unless you're like a diehard Alabama or Auburn fan, you could go live in Anniston. Live in Baldwin County, right.
Well, you have everything right here in Baldwin County. You don't have to go to Pensacola or Mobile to go to shopping. If you want to go to the beaches, you go down to Gulf Shores. You want to go to the bay, you got it.
So that's like, I'm blessed to have a home studio. I never go to Mobile. I go to Montgomery more than I go to Mobile, which is this is a startling admission, but it's probably about the same.
Oh, sure.
You got to go to Costco, and you got to go to the doctor sometimes over there or whatever. But it's just you're right. Everything you need, you don't have to do that anymore.
No.
20, 30 years ago, maybe, but
yeah,
it's changed.
Everything's here in Baldwin County, so I like it.
Commissioner, thanks for coming by.
No,
we'll
thank
do this
you for
again
having me.
Soon. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.